Hi, this is Bill Satterly, welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to start with a trio sound of B.G. Adair, who is, I think, more confines herself to the East Coast as opposed to getting out in the Midwest or out to the West Coast. She has several albums out that's featuring great composers like Richard Rodgers, Hoagy Carmichael, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern. The one I'm going to play is her playing a tune entitled If I Could Write a Book, and she's backed up by Roger Spence on bass and Chris Brown on drums. Was a Richard Rodgers tune. If you didn't know that, I could write a book.
I want to continue my salute to that great tenor saxman Ben Webster on this second hour and do another track from his Verve album, The Soul of Ben Webster, cut back in July of 58. Of course, Ben on tenor sax, and we've got Art Farmer doing some fine trumpet work there, Jimmy Jones on piano, Harold Ashby on guitar, Mundo Lowe on guitar, Bill Hinton on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. This is a boppish little thing that you don't usually hear Ben Webster play any bop lines. This is a little thing that was written by him called Ev's Mad.
Yeah.
pompous little line written by Ben Webster, not typical of Ben. He usually plays a medium tempo or tunes or ballads with the Great American Songbook, but he got into a boppish vein there with a little composition called Ev's Mad. Also had some fine trumpet work there by Art Farmer, and Mondell Lowe on guitar doing some solo work, and the walking bass was that of Milt Hinton.
Well, I don't think we played anything by Dizzy Gillespie recently. I'm going to play something now from a compact jazz CD just entitled Dizzy Gillespie, and features just a couple of the artists with him, James Moody and Sonny Stitt. This tune we're going to play is a tune called Lorraine.
Thank you.
That probably was not the version of Lorraine you thought it was going to be. I think that tune is entitled Sweet Lorraine. And this tune was written for his wife, Lorraine.
I'm going to turn now to a Verve album cut by Ben Webster called Soulville, the Ben Webster Quintet. And really what this is Ben Webster on tenor sax, the original Oscar Peterson trio, Oscar Peterson, of course, on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and then they brought in Stan Levy to play drums to fill out the quintet. This is a beautiful version of Harold Arlen's classic composition, Ill Wind. Earthy, round, tenor sax sound of Ben Webster doing Harold Arlen's classic composition, Ill Wind, tastefully backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano.
I'm going to play something by Vince Guaraldi from a CD entitled His Greatest Hits. There's 14 cuts and different groups that are playing on each of the 14 tunes. I'm going to play something with a quartet sound. The name of the song is The Days of Wine and Roses. ¶¶ beautiful sound of the Days of Wine and Roses. I prefer that tune played at an up tempo.
Now I'm going to turn to something done by Ben Webster in Copenhagen in 69. About 62, 63, Ben moved to Europe and toured all around Europe very successfully, in Paris, Denmark, in various jazz venues. And this is an album called For the Governor. And the governor, of course, is his former boss and compatriot, Duke Ellington. This is a classic Duke Ellington composition that was first recorded by Duke Ellington probably about early 1933, 1934. And it was kept in the Ellington book all down through the years until the Duke passed on in 1974. I'm not familiar with the rhythm section. It's too, the rhythm section comprises some Danish gentlemen. But let's listen to Duke's composition, Drop Me Off in Harlem by Ben Webster. Thank you. Duke Ellington's classic composition, Let Me Off in Harlem, done by Ben Webster in Copenhagen in about 1969. Beautiful thing by Ben, and backed up by a Danish rhythm section of which I have no knowledge of whatsoever.
I'm going to play something from a CD entitled Hampton Gets, featuring Lionel Hampton and obviously Stan Getz. Getz is on tenor sax, Hampton's on vibes, Lou Levy is on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelly Mann drums, and there apparently is a trombone player, but is unidentified. They're going to play a medley of four songs. One is Tenderly, next is Autumn in New York, followed up by East of the Sun, West of the Moon, and then finally I Can't Get Started with You.
Thank you.
supposed to put you in the mood for kind of getting ready to go to bed and relaxing, and so I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not going to list all the songs again, but that was Lionel Hampton and Stan Getz.
Well, talk about putting somebody in a mood with that nice ballad medley. I can segue nicely into the title of our next track, which is Just a Mood. And here we're going to listen to another great vibe man, Red Norvo. We've got Red on vibes. This is Red Norvo's composition, Just a Mood. He wrote it clear back in the 30s, and he reprised it in the 50s, and that's just a gorgeous tune. And, of course, it's part of my salute to Ben Webster. We've got Ben Webster on tenor sax, Harry Edison on trumpet, Jimmy Rowles again on piano, Red Norvo on vibes. Let's listen to Just a Mood. Fred Norvell's great composition, Just a Mood. And I misspoke. I said that Fred Norvell was on Vibes on that particular track. He went back to the what they used to call woodpile, all-wood xylophones. And that's how he played that particular track about 1933, and he reprised it here in 1957 along with Harry Edison on trumpet, Jimmy Rawls on piano, and, of course, Ben Webster on tenor sax.
Before I close out the show with Charles Erlin on the Hammond B3 organ, I want to thank you for listening to tonight's The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you enjoyed it. It was kind of laid back a little bit with a lot of ballads, but nice sounds nonetheless. Hope you'll join us next Sunday night at 9, from 9 to 11, to more of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play something called Ready and Able, featuring Charles Erlin on organ, Lou Soloff on trumpet, Eric Alexander on tenor, Dave Simpson on guitar, and Vince Ector on drums. The name of the tune is Ready and Able. ¶¶